下一个议程呢都是水警海港警区行动计划2016的终极报告。咁请参与文件IDC 112/2016的。欢迎出席讲解文件嘉宾是史力敦指挥官，唔该啊，简介内容，欢迎简单好吗？
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll keep it as short as possible. It's as tabled. In the last 6 months that this interim report covers, violent crime. We've had 15 reports of violent crime, only two of them involving domestic violence. The detection rate for that is 81.3% and 100% respectively. With regards to youth, we're continuing with our district youth engagement team, and this includes the special program that we have with Team Beacon, which has been very, very productive in terms of finding employment for disadvantaged youths or those that are on the fringes of crime within Chung Chau. Both of these projects will continue. With triads, syndicated and organized crime, this includes smuggling. Smuggled goods was around 15 million, mostly electronic appliances. Chung Chau Eastern Area and Victoria Harbour Eastern Area, 14 people arrested. The joint operations involving customs and excise, immigration and police will continue. Dangerous drugs. January to June this year, we had 8 drug cases. 4 of them was classified as serious. 9 persons arrested. Thankfully, none of them under the age of 20. Mm-hmm. Again, we've had multiple different kinds of programs involving schools, the anti-drug fight crime carnival, the anti-drug ambassador training program, etc. These will all continue with the support of the JPC and the SPC. Quick cash crime. We had 4 deception, 3 burglary and 16 theft cases. 13 of the theft cases were detected. Again, a very high detection rate. Remind us, please, about burglaries. Open windows, doors left unlocked, that kind of thing encourages the opportunist thief. With deception, we've stepped up education programs on this, and this will continue along with the anti-burglary message again. Chung Chau Division at Yongshuan and Sokowan, we've got the One Police, One Village scheme, which seems to be progressing very nicely with positive feedback from members here. Public safety, reducing road traffic accidents. We've continued to take enforcement action against road traffic offences that we found. This includes electric bicycles. That will continue, and the publicity will also go on with that. Illegal immigration, the regular operations countering illegal immigration have carried on. We've had 36 illegal immigrants arrested by the Port District, most of those thankfully at sea. Again, action will continue on that front, with the winter months generally being a little bit quieter. Public safety, this involves road safety, safety at sea. Action has been taken, as I've already said, bicycles, village vehicles. We intend to step up that and continue with the program that we have, enhancing it as and when required. On the terrorism side, we've been doing regular operations with facilities under the International Port Security Code, operations exercises, joint departmental exercises. These will continue as necessary. If you have any questions on what I've said, I've gone through it fairly quickly because it's been a long meeting for everybody. If you don't want to raise questions now, I'm always free. Just please give me a call.
Okay, thank you. 咁大家有冇意见？如果冇咧，非常之多谢指挥官，好嘛？咁我哋下一个议程啊。